AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, says the deadly mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine is a horrific tragedy, a dark time, and the nation should be hopeful and prayerful.
Prayer is appropriate in a time like this, that the evil can end and this senseless violence can stop. And so that's the statement this morning on behalf of the entire House of Representatives.
18 people were shot and killed at a bowling alley and a restaurant in Lewiston. There is a massive search for Robert Card. The AP's Sagar Magani reports sources say police received a document on the suspect.
The document describes the 40-year-old Card as a firearms instructor believed to be in the Army Reserve and assigned to a training facility about 50 miles south of Lewiston. It says Card was committed to a mental health facility for 2 weeks this summer and that he'd reported hearing voices and threats to shoot up the base.
There is an alert to look for Card at the border with Canada. A federal judge is ordering Georgia to redraw its voting district maps to include a new black-majority congressional district.
U.S. District Judge Steve Jones says some of Georgia's congressional and state legislative maps were drawn in a racially discriminatory manner. He's ordering one new congressional district be created and seven more for the state House and Senate. This Georgia case is part of a wave of litigation after the U.S. Supreme Court interpretation of the Voting Rights Act, and Georgia officials are expected to appeal. The judge says if the maps aren't redrawn by December, he will block voting for the 2024 election, calling the current maps unlawful. The ruling could flip one Georgia congressional seat from Republican to Democrat. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An appeals court in Texas is stopping tonight's scheduled execution of an inmate for killing another prisoner more than 26 years ago. Stocks are lower at the close. This is AP News. A hockey player is facing allegations of gambling.
The NHL announced it has suspended Ottawa Senators forward Shane Pinto for 41 games for activities relating to sports wagering. In a statement released Thursday, the league says its investigation found no evidence that Pinto wagered on NHL games and considers the matter closed. The 22-year-old center has yet to appear in NHL games this season after playing in all 82 games last year. A former second-round draft pick and New York native, Pinto has scored 21 goals, including a career-high 20 last season in 99 career NHL games. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The Food and Drug Administration is warning healthcare providers and the public about injuries and at least one death in premature infants who were given probiotic products in the hospital. The agency says the products, which supplement regular feeding, can lead to invasive, potentially fatal infections or disease. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.